We have a lot to get to, so let's get busy. From Los Angeles, it's Mark Elliott with the Big Four Sports No Autopsy, No Foul podcast for Monday, October 21st. Thanks for being here. Congratulations to the New York Liberty on winning the first WNBA title. They took out Minnesota last night 67-62 in overtime to seal the deal. These ladies laid it all out on the line. I know it was a low-scoring game, kind of messy, but there was no tomorrow. So I appreciate the effort both teams played, and congrats to New York. Here's what's happening on the Big Four Sports page today. The best of Week 7 in the NFL. And guess who was on fire picking games again? Did we get the World Series that we wanted or what? The NCAA college football rankings got shuffled for the third week in a row. We got a brand new number one. I'll tell you who. The NBA season opening up tomorrow night with two games we'll preview. And boy, do I have a Mount Rushmore for you. That's what's coming up on the Big Four Sports No Autopsy. No Foul podcast now playing on Alexa, Spotify, Amazon, and at BigFourSportsUSA.com, where you can also read the sports page. All right, let's get into the best of Week 7 in the NFL. Kansas City dealt San Francisco another defeat to remain unbeaten, the only unbeaten team now in the NFL at 6-0. 49ers are beat up. I still thought they'd pull that game out because I thought Kansas City was due, but they're not due yet. San Francisco got bad news on wide receiver Brandon Ayuk, too. He's feared to be out with an ACL injury. That'll put him out for the year. We'll find out more when the injury report comes out for sure in a few hours. I'm going to have a hard time keeping a straight face on this one. The Raiders and Chiefs play next week in Las Vegas. You can throw out the records. You used to be able to throw out the records on this game. I don't think so this time. Kansas City, just mark them down at 7-0 and move on. You know, but I was encouraged by the Raiders game yesterday because they have coaches who suck, a quarterback, well, both quarterbacks suck, wide receivers who suck, running backs who suck, and they only lost by 5. I'm encouraged. Detroit handed Minnesota their first loss of the season. Detroit now 5-1, Minnesota 5-1, but Detroit in first place now because they took out the division-leading Minnesota Vikings. Still 10 games to play. Anything can happen. Pittsburgh spoiled Davante Adams' New York Jets debut. Again, it's going to be hard to keep a straight face on this one. Steelers crashing the Jets 37-15. Davante Adams, 3 of 9 targets for 30 yards. New team, same results. Now, I know it's only week one. He needs to get on the same page with everybody. But maybe he was held back by that hamstring, right? Aaron Rodgers is finding out now that at almost 41, Father Time is putting an exclamation point on his career. He's undefeated. Rodgers, 23 of 39 for 276 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. He's got all the weapons in the world. He's got a running game. He's got 4 solid targets to pass to. And the Jets lose 37-15. I think they missed their old head coach, who was a defensive specialist, Robert Saleh. The Packers, last-minute win over Houston, puts them in the hunt with Detroit and Minnesota, or keeps them in the hunt at 5-2 right now. Buffalo looked deadly against Tennessee with Amari Cooper coming over from Cleveland. He was targeted 5 times, 4 catches, 66 yards, and a TD. Why couldn't Devontae do that with the Jets at least? Tonight, we've got 2 Monday night games, Baltimore at Tampa Bay. Both teams are 4-2. Los Angeles, the Chargers at Arizona, LA 3-2, Arizona 2-4. I'm not a big fan of 2 games on Monday night, especially these two. Everybody's going to watch Baltimore and Tampa Bay. Only the fans of the Chargers in Arizona are going to watch that. I think the advertisers can get ripped on this one. I've been my old self the past 2 weeks peaking games. Heading in tonight, I am 25-3 over the past 2 weeks. That's an 89% clip. Tonight I have Baltimore over Tampa Bay, LA over Arizona. And that's just going to increase the overall winning percentage to well over 90% over the last 2 weeks. Can you imagine? Who goes 27-3? I'm going to jinx myself right now by saying it. I'm going to stop right there. I'm happy at 25-3. If I end up 25-5 over the last 2 weeks, I'm damn proud of that too. I did lose my Pick'em 4. Thank you, Seattle, for beating Atlanta. I bought into that Atlanta Kool-Aid hook, line, and sinker, and I got stung for it. Did we get the World Series that we wanted? I think we did. You know, after the baseball gods gave us Texas and Arizona last year, did you watch that World Series? Texas won, just in case you forgot. You probably forgot those two teams even played last year. But they were two wild card teams. That's what I hate about the wild card. You know, the baseball gods always give us, you know, something we've never seen before. And that was something we had really never seen before. I think I watched five innings, maybe one or two innings a game of that series. But we have the two best teams in baseball this year. Thank you, baseball gods. Get started on Friday in Los Angeles. The Yankees and the Los Angeles Dodgers will meet for the first time since 1981 in the World Series. They've met 12 times previously. I don't need to tell you who's had their way with the Dodgers, but it's been the Yankees. But we got the show that we wanted. We wanted to see the matchup of Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge. But it could easily turn into Ohtani versus Stanton, Ohtani versus Soto. The Yankees are loaded. I look for the Yankees to actually pull this series out. And I'll show that I have no hair on my nuts. Seven games. But we deserve to see a seven-game series in this World Series with the two best teams in baseball. How could it not go seven games? But you know, the baseball gods, again, I talk about the baseball gods all the time because they always give us something we've never seen before, so be looking for it as you watch the World Series. The NCAA college football rankings got shuffled again this week after Georgia beat number one Texas to knock them off their perch. Here's the Big Four Sports Top 12. We are now 7 weeks into this puppy, so we're going to give you all 12 on the podcast. I'll just zip through it real quick. Oregon is your new number one, followed by Penn State at number two, Miami third, Georgia at four, Texas five. Got to put Georgia above Texas, right? Ohio State at number six, Tennessee at number seven after their win over Alabama. Iowa State moves up to number eight, Clemson number nine, BYU 10, Notre Dame 11. Indiana at 7-0 moves into number 12. Dropping out, Alabama, deservedly so. LSU gets punished because they didn't play this week. The NBA season opens tomorrow night with two games on TNT. Yeah, we got to see the gang. The old gang is back together again. Looking forward to seeing those guys. New York Knicks at Boston Celtics. We get a chance to see Karl Anthony Towns in a Knicks uniform. I'm so excited for the Knicks. Again, if I had a number two distance from being a Lakers fan, it would be the Knicks. I've been a closet Knicks fan right along with the Lakers my entire life. But like I say, if I'm watching games on TV, I'm watching the Reds, catching the rest of the Yankees game, or watching it on demand. If it's Los Angeles and the Knicks on TV at the same time, I'm watching the Lakers and I'll watch the Knicks on demand later. You know, the one thing I have to cop to here, Joe Mazzulla, I want to root for the guy, but I can't. He's a mountaineer like me, and I cannot.
Connected to Echo DOT DV1.
Thank you, Alexa. Glad you're working behind the scenes. But I want to root for Joe, but I can't because he's a Celtic. It is so hard to root for this guy, and I want to root for him in the worst way because he's a fellow mountaineer and, you know, hell of a guy, hell of a human being on top of just being a really good young NBA coach. Joe's going to be around for a long time. I just hope the Celtics screw up and give him up to another team so I can root for the guy. Minnesota will take on the Lakers. Dalton Connect. I've got a frog in my throat today. Hang on a second. I'm going to grab something, a little whiskey that makes me frisky here. There we go. Carrying on. I do this unedited, unfiltered, and uninhibited, by the way. We don't stop to edit anything. I'm not CBS. Anyway, Dalton Connect put up 35 points against Phoenix last week. And the most amazing thing was he went off for 20 straight points in an NBA game, a rookie. The Lakers weren't playing against the Suns' G League team. They were playing against Booker, Beal, and Durant, okay? So he looked good, and I'm excited to see this kid play this season. You know, once he really gets his confidence up, and I think that game really helped him, he's going to be solid. It wouldn't surprise me at some point in the season if he doesn't replace Rui Hachimura in the starting lineup for the Lakers. Could happen. He needs to get out of the gate and start having a good season right away for LA. You know, I'm not big on Mount Rushmore debates because we're talking about foreheads on the rock from a huge history of NBA basketball. But I am going to give you my Lakers Mount Rushmore of all time because I'm a Lakers fan. We're getting ready to open the new season, and I'm going to dazzle you with this one. All right, my Mount Rushmore for the Lakers, Jerry West, always number one on my Lakers Mount Rushmore. Kobe Bryant, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Magic Johnson. Now, I put Magic Johnson in there because I remember what he meant to the Lakers when he came to them in 1980. I mean, hell, the NBA was about ready to almost fold before Magic and Bird, so I got to put him in there. But Elgin Baylor was pretty damn good. So was Wilt. So was Shaq. So was Worthy. So was Byron Scott. Michael Cooper. I mean, I could go on and on and on of the players that should be on this Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore needs to be enlarged. But I put Magic on there for one reason, because of how he changed the Lakers' fortunes in 1980. In the 80s. Let's give him credit for the whole damn decade, okay? But when he was acting general manager with Rob Pelinka, he did something so despicable. And every time I see this, it makes me cringe. He fought to draft Lonzo Ball over Jason Tatum. When you look at that, Lonzo Ball, Jason Tatum, number two, to the Celtics of all teams, pisses me off. I'm still mad about that. It's been 7 years. But that almost cost Magic his position on Lakers Mount Rushmore. All right, let's get into the chat box at BigFourSportsUSA.com. Jalen H. from Bozeman, Montana. God, beautiful state, Montana. Love Montana. Missoula, Great Falls, Bozeman. Been to them all. Great places. I'll even include Butte in there. What are your thoughts about all of the college realignment that's happened over the past few years? Oh, I hate it, Jalen. I hate it. It is what it is. It's all money related, but I hate it. It kills recruiting for a lot of teams. We're going to see the same teams fighting for it every year in the top 12. Maybe the top 8, maybe the last 4 up for grabs. And maybe the top 20's always been that way. It's just the symbolic of it. You know, this weekend, I'm going to fly over to Arizona to see West Virginia and U of A. They're in the same conference now. Really? The schools are easily close to 2,300 miles apart. And they're in the same conference. That's how screwed up this is. Okay? I'm just going to use my own self for an example. The Mountaineers used to be a top 15 program for years. And then they moved to the Big 12 Conference. They used to have a pipeline out of Florida getting players like you wouldn't believe. And that's why they were so good for many years. That pipeline dried up. And now they probably, when they go to recruit in Oklahoma and Texas, Kansas, they get the leftovers. That's why they're never going to be good again. They're never going to be a top 20 team. You know, probably why they'll hang on to frickin' Neil Brown. He's just a hideous coach. But anyway, I'm going to get on to a soapbox here, and I don't want to do that. But I hate it because it's all money related. And they've basically, pardon my French, but they fucked up college football. And basketball, for that matter. But it's not going to change. Just got to get used to it and live with it. Find something about it that you like. So maybe it is the increased competition that your school is now flying all over the frickin' country, putting on, you know, miles and miles and miles, depleting the ozone layer, climate change. Yeah, I'm blaming realignment on climate change. I'm stopping there. Steve P., Syracuse, New York. Who is your sleeper team this year in the NBA and why? You know, I looked at all the rosters, and I like the Chicago Bulls. Okay, they had a bad season last year, but I think they're not going to be great, but I think they are good enough to make the playoffs this year. You know, I think Zach and Lonzo being back, they picked up Talen Horton Tucker. I'm a fan of his when he was with the Lakers. I think they'll turn him loose a little bit in Chicago. He's certainly a much better player. I think he'll be with Chicago than with Utah, for crying out loud. Rand K., Los Angeles, California, my home turf. Are you hearing anything about a potential trade to bring Zach LaVine to L.A. to play with the Lakers? I've heard some rumblings about this, but I think it's more coming from the outsiders pretending to be insiders that you read on X and social media. But think about this, with Kawhi Leonard out and rehabbing again, if the Bulls want to give up LaVine, what about the Clippers? I think they have a few more assets they can trade. I mean, you're talking about Kinect, a young 23-year-old rookie who looks awesome. You're going to have to give him up to get Zach. I wouldn't do it. I think he would probably look better in a Clippers uniform, to be quite honest with you. All right, that wraps up the Big Four Sports No Autopsy, No Foul podcast. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, and you'll never miss a podcast. It'll be in your news feed every Monday when it drops, or you can find us at BigFourSportsUSA.com to listen and read the Big Four Sports page and grow some hair on your chest. All right, we'll do this again next Monday, October 28th. Game over.